You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You know, they was like, well, who should we pick? And we had the pleasure of saying, let's get two Super Bowl guys, Super Bowl champion guys.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you ain't got one.
Shade? Shut up, dummy.
Because you ain't got one.
I had to throw the shade.
Why you ain't got one, Craig?
I had to throw my dog out there, man.
I hate coming to Super Bowl.
This place is just so stupid.
This next guest is a good friend of mine, but I don't really like him that much because he's from that green state and he plays for that one team in that one state that has a lot of cheese. I'm going to read his bio because it's pretty impressive.
It's beyond impressive.
Very impressive. Seventh round pick in the 99 draft from an HBCU, Alcorn State. Played 14 years in the NFL, all with the Green Bay Packers.
You said that? I said that.
Yeah. You're not supposed to talk, though. I got to introduce you. You're not supposed to talk. You don't exist yet, okay? So he won a Super Bowl there. He's the team's all-time leading receiver, and he's in the team's Hall of Fame. He's now an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and a New York Times best-selling author. Ladies and gentlemen, the receiver from the Green Bay Packers, Donald Driver. Yeah. Been there, done that. Yeah.
Thanks, appreciate it. Thank you. Is that it? That's it. I'm done. I'm off the show.
All right, you're off the show. Yeah, whatever. Donald Driver. Let's move on.
Tell me this, though, because, you know, my parents went to Alabama State, so I grew up on HBCU football. You chose Alcorn State. I looked at your YouTube video. You talked about you were like the top, one of the top receivers in the state of Texas. And you chose to go to HBCU.
Right.
You made that choice because of your grandfather. This is what you wanted to do. And you got drafted from an HBCU. So could you maybe talk about or make me understand why it's been such a decline in players drafted from HBCUs the last few years?
I think it's the resources that we have. I don't think we have the resources. I think, you know, the grind back then, early in the 90s, man, when I came out, it was just like you just worked hard, right? And you've got the opportunity. You didn't let that opportunity slip. But I think today's society is that the guys don't have the resources to get to where they want to go. I mean, we don't have the top facilities, number one, on the sports performance side. We don't have the top of nutrition. We don't have the top recovery. But it is about opportunities. If you give guys, young guys, opportunity, then they make the best of it when that opportunity presents itself. And so I think that's the reason why I think Deion did what he did. I think that's why he went to Jackson State to put them on the platform. But now no one's heard it. You know, no one's talking about Jackson State anymore.
Right.
You know, now it's all about Colorado. And so it's one of those challenges that we're going to continue to face. But I think we have to find a way and a solution to give the guys from HBCU opportunity to showcase their talents.
Do you think that we will see another Steve McNair drafted from an HBCU? And just to note, for those listening and watching, Steve McNair was the number 3 overall pick.
He was also in the high, like, got Heisman votes.
Yeah, he was right behind. He's number three.
Yeah, and that was the, what, 90? Yeah, it was the 95 draft. Yeah.
Correct, yeah. No, you know, I think there could be. I think there could be a guy that could make it that far. But again, I think it's all about opportunities, man. I don't think we get the opportunities. I mean, now you think about when they do the combine, they do a HBCU combine, right? HBCU combine versus just a normal NFL combine. Why you just can't take top 10 guys out of the HBCU combine and just put them in the combine and see if they can compete. If they can compete, then that changes the way the demographic of the draft happens at that point, because now you got a guy from the HBCU, they may run a 4-1, but he's never going to get that opportunity. So I think if we can do that, make some changes, then, yeah, we'll see a lot of guys in HBCU make it to the league.
I actually love this idea. Do you think that we should take – like a certain number of top guys from in each position? Because I still think if you just take 10 overall,
yeah,
I don't like that. I still think it should be some guys scattered in from different positions, because now they look like the same body type and how they measure up with these other guys that we show all this love to just because they went to a different school.
No, I think that's the challenge. I think if the NFL is willing to do that, I think it opens up so many doors for so many kids from HBCU. Because, again, we're not going to get that shot. just going to combine. I went to the combine the first year we did it, and we were out there in Alabama. It was cold as crap. The guys weren't running well. The guys, nothing showcased their talents, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
I think if you give these guys an opportunity to be on the biggest platform as any other Power 5 school, then they're going to showcase their talents. I mean, I begged to go to the Senior Bowl. I begged to go to the East and West game, and they didn't take me. And I think if they would have gave me that opportunity, I wouldn't have went seven round.
Because clearly you got the talent. Clearly. So
it's yeah. there, yeah.
Yeah, that's clearly not the issue.
So going into entrepreneurship, you're a businessman, smart businessman.
Thank you.
You're all about fitness. I know you have a facility in Dallas. It's massive. It's probably as big as this damn convention center that we're in right now. It's what?
Driven Elite. Yeah.
What are you doing with Driven Elite, and how are you giving back to HBCUs?
Well, it's been a great opportunity. We've been blessed to have two locations in Dallas. We went to Gulfport, Mississippi. We partnered with the city of Gulfport. We just opened up our two locations at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And then we took over Delaware State University. It's never been done in the history of sports.
Yeah.
And so we stepped in, and now we gave Delaware State a top sports performance, nutrition, and recovery program. And so just like the top Power 5 schools are getting, we're trying to offer that to HBCUs. And so we're just saying, listen, if Driven Elite is stepping up there doing it, there's a lot of Fortune 500 companies out here that donates millions and millions of dollars to HBCUs, but no one knows where the money is going, right? I don't know if that money is going to the academics or it's going to administration or whatever, but at the end of the day, we should see where the money is going, because I think that's the next step for HBCUs to be able to compete at those levels. We're underfunded, you know, completely underfunded. I mean, once we get that resource and we realize that we can compete, and we get the funds to make sure that we have all the resources we need, then we'll be very successful.
Yeah.
And so Driven Elite, what I heard, you guys handle everything except surgery.
Yeah, we do everything besides surgery.
That's it. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm making sure I'm doing my homework.
Yeah, you're
make
good.
Sure everybody knows, baby. They handle it all except surgery. But could you maybe talk about the work you were doing with MVS? We talked about it pre-show. Share with our viewers with what you're doing with for the Super Bowl commercial and stuff with Marquez Valdez.
Harbaugh did a commercial for the Grammys. It was two football players just kind of sitting there having a good time eating the snacks of Harbaugh and gummy bears. And we started thinking about this, and I got a phone call that says, hey, Donald, would you be willing to reenact the commercial that we're shooting for the Grammys? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it in a heartbeat. But then, you know, they was like, well, who should we pick? And we had the pleasure of saying, let's get two Super Bowl guys, Super Bowl champion guys.
Why you look at me?
Because you ain't got one.
Shade? Shut up, dummy.
Because you ain't got one.
I had to throw shade at you, Craig.
Yeah,
I had to throw my dog out there, man.
I hate coming to Super Bowl. This place is so stupid.
So it was a great opportunity for two receivers that played the game, won a Super Bowl, to actually reenact a commercial. And so me and MVS had a great time doing it. It was just different. It was like we're talking about these gummy bears, right, and talking about how great they are. But then at the end of the day, they changed our voices not to be us, but to be kids. Yeah. And so it's all about being a kid again and loving the things that we love.
That's awesome.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
14 years, that's a lot of games, it's a lot of plays. What was your welcome to the NFL moment in Green Bay?
In Green Bay?
I'll tell you what, in the league, just what was your welcome to the NFL moment?
When I had to buy food for the entire receiver group. Yeah, that sucked because I was almost late for a plane. Yeah, seven round draft pick. I ain't got no money, man. And I spent over $1,500 buying food for a plane for a preseason game. Not even regular season, preseason. And that sucked.
I'm trying not to laugh. You got Luke Kuechly behind you. So I'm trying to be serious, but I can't because Luke's back there.
I love it. So, I ain't changing, Luke. You know I ain't changing.
For those listening, that was Luke Kuechly. Yeah,
I love Luke. That's our guy.
I apologize.
So, I want you to know, like, you are part of one of my welcome to the NFL moments. I don't even know if you remember this.
He probably don't.
So 2006.
Okay.
We played in Green Bay week two or week three of the season. Brett Favre was still there.
Yeah.
And you caught a pass and you went down. I tagged you down, but you were like, and they didn't blow a whistle, and you stood up like to try and run. So, like, I readjusted, picked you up.
No, you slammed me.
You remember.
You don't think I remember that?
I did not.
You picked me up and slammed me on my trying to slam on my head and threw the flag on you.
You let him do you like that?
I laughed at him because we were beating the brakes off of him.
They weren't winning at the time. And so I was so nervous because, you know, as a rookie, that hit a whistle, and he was, like, about to get up and run. And, like, I'm like,
so you just hit him again? Listen, no. Hold on, Peanut. I wasn't for the run. Harp got picked me up and scooped me slammed me. And I wasn't even for the run. I was about to celebrate.
So for the record, I've seen this little dumb celebration. Like, he gets up and he kind of does, you know what I'm saying? He gets up and he kind of do this little skip scoop kind of thing. So that's probably what he did. I was a rookie, bro. I hated seeing it. Yeah. I've seen it enough over the years.
Yeah, he scooped me.
I scooped him and kind of slammed him down.
Yeah.
It's like a little salsa.
What did Sean say when you got to the sideline? He didn't say nothing.
I was so scared.
He probably got a bonus.
Yeah, he probably got a bonus for doing that.
Big Bubba Franks got in my face, and he's like big black. Like, I was so, and I was a rookie. I didn't know, like, you. I was like, I know I talk trash. Yeah. I had not evolved at the point.
I remember.
And so I was very nervous. That was when my welcome to the.
I was going to hit you low when I first saw you. I said, I should just go ahead and hit him. I should scoop him and slam him on this Super Bowl day.
There it is. All right. See, okay. I didn't know if you remember that.
Oh, no. I'll never forget that
okay,
one.
Okay. Okay.
You should have did it.
There it is.
I made an impression.
I definitely would have did it.
Hold on. You dirty, though. Don't act like you like the nicest person in the world.
Totally.
You knocked the ball. You stripped the ball at one time.
And legally.
You should have let. Yeah, I get it. I give you that. But it wasn't even my ball. Like, you hit JJ with the ball. I'm going for the ball. You're going to grab me and pull my arm behind my back and tell me to let the ball go. Don't let it go. I'm going to break your arm.
Arm back?
Yeah.
You going to listen to this?
Wrong, man. That's why people ask me. They was like, "Dude, who one DB you can't stand?" I tell them all the time, Peanut.
I was literally going to ask you that. So who's the?
He's terrible. I hate him.
There it is. We got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
Can't stand the guy.
Can't stand the guy.
No. Hey. But I love his family though. That's a good part of it. I can't stand him, but I love his family.
Speaking of family, how's your son doing?
He's doing well. He's doing great, man. As we entered the transfer portal, now he's at the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
And so he'll be going into his sophomore year. So
good
we're
head
excited.
Coach.
We're excited for what. What the future holds for him.
Good. I'm excited to see him. Receiver, right? Christian?
Yep.
Yeah. Excited.
Good.
Hey, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Not really, but I had to say it because we're on camera. So I appreciate you coming on our show, helping us out, letting us interview you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Don't tell him that. His head going to get big. Yeah. Don't tell him that.
I mean, it can't get no more shiny.
What you want to do?
This is... You got to understand, it's like Bloods and Chris. Like, we just, you know.
obviously. I get it.
Illinois, Green Bay, or Wisconsin. We're right down the street.
Yeah. Ashwabanon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashwagash. They got all these crazy names.
Never know what you're going to get, baby. Yeah. Step into a different town.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.